This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Large contingents of Cuban police are patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations on Sunday were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appeared determined to put a stop to it. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for the people of Cuba, underscoring their right to peaceful protest. In remarks at the White House on Monday, President Biden said the Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. He added, "I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time, if, quite frankly, ever." Biden said the United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. He called on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence in what he called their attempt to silence the voices of the people of Cuba. The White House is rejecting Cuba's claim that the United States is to blame for the public unrest. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during Monday's White House news briefing, quote, "There's every indication that yesterday's protests were spontaneous expressions of people who are exhausted with the Cuban government's economic mismanagement and repression." She added, "These are protests inspired by the harsh reality of everyday life in Cuba." You can find more on this and all the stories we're